I have to thank Father Dimitri for his good words and say a few things about the celebration of our church tomorrow. So tomorrow our church celebrates the Annunciation of the Mother of God. It is when the Archangel Gabriel visited Virgin Mary and announced to her that she will conceive and give birth to the Son of God. The Theotokos was humanly the perfect person to be the Mother of God. After the original sin, when Adam and Eve disobeyed God in paradise, God decided to become human to save all of us from our fall. He waited for a very long time to find a person holy enough to be his mother. The Gospel told us the story of the Annunciation today. There are some very interesting points in today's reading, and by looking into them, we might benefit ourselves. So when the Archangel Gabriel told the good news to Our Lady, she couldn't understand how it would be possible for her to conceive being a virgin. He replied that this would be possible through the Holy Spirit. Then she asked nothing more, though nothing really made sense to her. She only said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." Which word? She didn't understand anything. She didn't even try to understand. She loved and trusted God. What difference would it have made if she understood more? She was not ready to understand more then. She only did after the Pentecost. She understood after the Pentecost, like all the rest of the apostles did. She was holy enough to become the Mother of God, and yet the time was not right for her to have full understanding of the sacrament she was participating in. When the archangel was telling her that the Holy Spirit will come upon her and that the power of the Most High will overshadow her, her heart filled up with peace and joy, and her intellect was informed regarding the truth of this information. Yet, this was not when she conceived. God respects our freedom. She would have never conceived if she refused the calling, if she wouldn't agree without further information and understanding. Here we see the power of obedience. It is not just that she would have never been able to be the Mother of God. It is also that none of us would ever have the chance of salvation. The obedience of one person saves the humanity. It opened the way for God to become human and for us humans to become gods by grace. That's why we call Panagia the bridge that transports humans to heaven. Panagia's obedience to the sacrament of the incarnation of God makes us think of how obedient we might be ourselves to God and His will. Firstly, we complain that we don't even understand God's will. There are two things I could tell you about this. The first thing, when people were asking St. Paisios of Mount Athos about God's will for their lives, he used to tell them, "Don't worry about what God wants from you. Worry about what you want," meaning make sure that you don't head towards something that it is not ethically right, and also make sure that you know what you deeply want inside you yourself. If God wants something different from you, He has the power to change things around, but you yourself need to be stable in your life and have only one direction. Don't be scattered in your thoughts, decisions, and life orientations. Even if you unconsciously do the wrong thing, like Paul, who was persecuting the Christians, believing that it was this is what God wanted, God can transfigure you from a persecutor to an apostle, like he did with Paul. But if you yourself do not know which of your thoughts you will be following the next day, how could you ever be stable in what God could ask from you? You don't even follow your own thoughts to the end, let alone to fight for someone else's thoughts, given your instability and indecisiveness. The second thing I want to tell you about obedience is that we don't know God's will only when we don't love Him enough. That's why ignorance of God and of God's will is one of the two greatest sins. Our Lady Theotokos never wondered what God would like her to do. She was simply doing her best, and when the time was right, she just obeyed Him. There is no such thing as God doesn't reply to our prayers or that He has forsaken us. We need to follow God, not to demand from Him to follow us and follow our will. Following God means emptying ourselves, wanting our prayers to be heard the way we think is right, is egocentric. There was a child once, and he went shopping with his mom. They were so poor that they could only afford the essentials. Christmas was approaching, and the window displays of the toys at the shops were looking great. They both found themselves looking at the toys. The boy said to his mom that he would love the car that was in front of them. The mother replied, "Do your prayer, and God might somehow give it to you if He wants to." They both left with a smile on their faces and with hope in their hearts. Christmas passed, and they both went through the same street again. And again they found themselves looking at this nice car that the boy never ended up getting. The mother said to him, "See, God didn't listen to your prayers." But the boy, with his pure heart, replied, "No, Mom, He listened. It's just that He said no." Unfortunately, us, the wise adults, sometimes we can't take no for an answer. We think we know better. When I ask in my prayers, "Please, God, make this sickness go away," then I convince myself that God's love would mean only my cure. If God doesn't obey me, I feel that He doesn't love me, and I can then stop praying and just walk away. When I want God's reply to my request to be exactly what I'm asking for, then I feel forsaken, like the kid's mom. In reality, though, it is me that forsake God. I stop following Him because I secretly demand from Him to follow me. The difficulties we go through are as important as the presence of God Himself. Without them, we don't grow spiritually. We can't feel for and empathize with the others that suffer too. Which emotional pain was greater than Panagia's pain when she saw her son and God on the cross? Only Jesus' pain. And this was because he had full conscience of who he was and how his sacrifice could have everyone saved, but not everyone would like to be with him and to be saved. That's what made his cross so difficult, knowing that not everybody would appreciate his sacrifice. So as God, he knew that this was the only way to help, but as a human, this cross was unbearable. Panagia's pain, seeing him dying on the cross, was also unbearable. She didn't have full knowledge of the near future events. Yes, Jesus said that he would rise the third day. Even the Pharisees knew this, but no one fully understood it as yet. And she now had her son dying then and there. The pain was greater than a normal mother's pain because she knew that they were killing their Savior. She knew that she was virgin before conception. She stayed virgin while delivering him and also after his birth. So she knew that he was God. She saw him turning the water into wine, giving eyes to the blind, raising Lazarus from the dead, and now he was getting murdered. Such a painful injustice. But this pain is what made her so understanding to our sufferings, so helpful to our needs, so generous in her spiritual gifts. The Mother of God said to the Archangel Gabriel today, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the world's history automatically changed. Can we say that this is the only time a human changes the world's history? I believe not. It is said that once God was so upset with us and our sins that he wanted to destroy the earth, the whole humanity. He did not only because of the prayers of three living saints at this time, back then. If we prepare ourselves to be obedient to God and to God through our spiritual Father, it is like we empty ourselves and we fill up our souls with God's grace. Then, when the time is right, without us doing something out of the ordinary, God can use us to help and save others and to change the history of everyone around us. For example, if Father Dimitri never started this evening divine liturgies in English, you wouldn't all be here tonight. And if my grandmother never taught me how to pray with the prayer rope and how to be an altar boy, I wouldn't be here tonight. Our future history and the future of the ones we love and care about becomes brighter if we ourselves become brighter. Follow Christ and be obedient to him like Our Lady Theotokos. And trust me, at the end, you will not regret it. It will be worth it.